Cape Talk.
International correspondent.
Katie MacDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very, very well. Slightly cooler in temperature, which is good. Welcoming Tuesday, a big Tuesday with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys.
You know what? Katie, we're sitting here and it's a possibility now. It's actually, I would say it's a 40-60 split in that it can, you know, I still don't think we're at 50-50 yet, but you never know. You never know. But I mean, all I keep thinking is imagine what this will do for the future of our country if President Jacob Zuma would be voted out. I don't want to talk about what happens after. I just want to say in that the future presidents will know if you mess with the South African people, you will be held accountable. Imagine that. It's not the ANC recalling you. It's not the opposition's recalling you. It's the MPs in parliament saying, we don't believe in your leadership anymore. Oh, imagine. Imagine when we start talking like that as a country.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
But enough about South Africa. Enough about South Africa.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the European egg scandal. What is happening?
Yeah, let's talk about eggs. I mean, gosh, how scandalous can an egg get? Well, this is a sort of issue that was brewing in Belgium. Apparently, they became aware of it in June, but only notified other European countries in July. And what essentially it is millions of eggs have been taken off the shelves of stores in Sweden, Switzerland, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, and now it's kind of moving into the UK and France. And what's it, what the essence is, basically it's an insecticide called fipronil, and it's used in veterinarian products to treat things like fleas and ticks. And they found traces of this insecticide in eggs from Netherlands, farms in Netherlands and Belgium. And it's thought to have been used on chickens or in, you know, for chickens. It's interesting because, well, when I say it's interesting, it's a huge thing, but apparently there's not that much risk to public health. It is a potentially dangerous insecticide. It's not to be used on any animals that are involved in, food production. So there are investigations that are ongoing in Belgium and the Netherlands. But, yeah, they've already culled 300,000 chickens in Belgium and the Netherlands, well, mainly in Netherlands at the moment, and there are several million more that will need to be culled. But tainted eggs, Abs, I mean, how dangerous would one think an egg could be?
We just got to continue from there. I really don't have a comment on this one. But Spanish firefighters arrested.
Yeah, this is quite serious. We've obviously, as you well know, we've had intense heat and temperatures here across Europe, and that can cause quite a danger, well, in many ways. And there have been fires, in, especially in southern Europe, quite a few, due to the heat and other such things. But basically, 15 volunteer firefighters were arrested yesterday in Italy. They faced charges of allegedly starting fires and making fake emergency calls to report non-existent fires. At the moment, it's thought that they were supposedly doing this to earn commission or more commission because they're paid 10 euros per hour to fight fires. So some of these that are arrested are under investigation for fraud and others for arson. But it's pretty horrendous, Abs, because, you know, Italy, like other parts of Europe, are dealing with the consequences of this, you know, unusual heat wave, which you might have seen has been dubbed Lucifer. And, yeah, to knowingly start fires, as we well know in the Western Cape, the damage that can be caused because of such heinous acts. So 15 firefighters at the moment have been arrested, yes.
Hey, they're not fooling around. And then, this president, this is just another one. Putin's gone fishing.
Yeah, did you get my little visual display?
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, the headlines over here, because, of course, you know, the American president, Monsieur Trump, is off playing golf. And dear Vlad Putin, has been fishing. And it's quite bizarre because it's the Kremlin that have released all of these pictures of the Russian president bare-chested on a fishing and hunting trip to Siberia. Now, it's pretty well known that, you know, Vladimir loves to kind of bare his chest when he's taking part in these sort of macho strongman activities. And, yeah, there are those political experts that are saying it's all part of his pre-election kind of ploy. You know, look at me, you know, I'm fine, I'm relaxed, I'm catching fish. And, yeah, I'm looking good. So...
Yeah. By the way, Katie, is he the favorite once again? Or because, I mean, with this whole United States thing happening and all of that, do Russians still have the trust in him?
Well, this is an interesting thing because it's one of those questions that you're never going to be able to answer completely because of certain controls over there and, yeah, the way the media is dominated and such. But they arrested one of the main opposition leaders, and it looks as though he can't run at the moment. At the moment, that's looking like that. But, yeah, Putin right now, he's kind of quite the hero. That's what we see, and that's what we hear. But to answer your question completely, Abs, I don't know.
Ah, oh, we can only wait and see.
Yeah.
Anyways,
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very, very interesting. And it's a very interesting week nonetheless. Katie, always a pleasure chatting. We chat again soon. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, look forward to Thursday's chat. Have a great day.